ABC News, I'm Lionel Moise. President Biden will visit Israel as the Israel-Hamas war continues, the death toll continuing to rise. Secretary of State Antony Blinken saying Biden is coming at a critical moment for Israel, for the region, and for the world. This as a million Palestinians in Gaza have been told to head south, away from the Israeli border in anticipation of a ground mission, many with nowhere to go.
With supplies rapidly dwindling, Israel has cut off all food, water, and power.
Just waiting for the rocket to hit you. That's it.
For Israel, this is the price of war, retaliation for the brutal Hamas surprise attack that claimed more than 1,400 Israeli lives. The only possible way out is through the Rafah border crossing into Egypt. But those gates are now closed, even as thousands of Palestinians surge towards Rafah, hoping to escape.
ABC's Matt Gutman in Tel Aviv. The UN Security Council rejected a Russian resolution on the war condemning terrorism, but had no mention of Hamas. This is ABC News. The final numbers are in for Taylor Swift's concert movie debut, and while they're record-setting, they're a bit lower than expected. ABC's Jason Nathanson has a closer look at the numbers from Hollywood.
It's a love story between Taylor Swift and moviegoers. Her official North America debut for the Eras Tour concert film brought in $92.8 million, a little below the $95 to $97 million estimate on Sunday, and also below the $100 million plus estimates before the weekend. But Swift can certainly shake it off, knowing that's still a record opening weekend for a concert film and the second biggest October opening of all time. It also got a rare A-plus cinema score from audiences, which were 82% women. Jason Nathanson, ABC News.
Five new sports were given Olympic status ahead of the 2028 Games. Flag football is in for the first time, and cricket is back on the list for the first time since 1900. Baseball, softball, lacrosse, and squash also clearing the final hurdle for the Los Angeles Games. Lionel Moise, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Wisconsin needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripescast is just the butter on my cheese.
When it came time, like, oh, I'm going to pursue comedy. At the time, it was like, well, it was New York and Los Angeles. I'm like, I knew more people in New York. I knew you'd get funnier in New York and there's more stage time. I'm like, I'm going to LA. Like, if my dreams are going to come crashing down, I'd rather have them come crashing down on the beach.
Cripescast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPTUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council. Feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes.